This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Wow, that was messed up. Live tonight. Why is that doing that? Anyway, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Some things were not working the way they should have worked. But no matter. We go on. It's Tuesday, so that means that tonight is... I don't know if we should announce this or not.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Ah, there you are.
Can you hear me now?
We could start a cell phone company like this.
Yes,
I can hear you now.
Yeah, it'd be just like Verizon. Anyway, do we want to announce what you're doing next week, or have you already laid all that out?
Do it.
Okay. Next week, I'm going to be at SHOT Show. No way for me to do the show live. Mr. Morris has very kindly consented to do the show next week, and I think you're going to line up some people to come on the show with you as well, and we've got to do a little bit of coordination there. But I'm going to call in from SHOT Show.
Awesome.
And give my daily SHOT Show report.
As your schedule firms up and you know the times, I'll fit you into our busy schedule.
Gee, thanks so much. I think we should be looking around... do we want to do it the middle hour or the final hour?
That's up to you. We'll talk about it after the show.
There you go. So, I know you have some things for us tonight. Where are we going tonight?
I do. And, you know, all those people who got firearms over Christmas, boy, the instructors I talked to said they've struck a chord. People were taking a lot of training. I'm really heartened because... how many guns did we sell? How many million guns did we sell last year? And now we're seeing some people who are going, you know, I really ought to learn what this thing does and how to do it. We've got, of the thousands of self-defense examples that happen every day, we have one from Snellville, Georgia, that was from last week. And again, it's seasonal. The new cell phones are out. And it's right after Christmas. Lots of people are selling their old phones. So what do? Come on. You're a modern guy. You put an ad in Craigslist.
Okay.
The buyer agrees to meet at a Walmart parking lot. Hey, great. It's not a dark alley. You park under a light. You wait for the buyer. Two guys walk up from behind your car. One of them asks, you have a phone for sale. The other one pulls a gun. He's not really waiting for the answer. And he demands your phones and your wallet. You're a licensed concealed carrier. You're armed. You roll out of the car. You keep moving and shoot the armed robber closest to you. Your two attackers run to the waiting driver in the getaway car. You change directions. You dash inside the Walmart and say, call the police, please. Police arrest all three men when they seek treatment at a local hospital. They're in jail charged with armed robbery, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. So that's pretty sophisticated self-defense, because although you're in this 2,000-pound, I dated myself there, in this several-ton steel box, it's probably turned off.
Right.
Maybe you're boxed in. There are cars around you. Okay, good. What was peculiar, and I thought telling, something we could all learn from. The man with the gun was the one who got shot the first and the most. He was shot three times in the arm that held the gun. if you've shot at realistic targets, particularly there's a thing we do with intermediate students. We have maybe essentially it's a big plywood box. It's called the shoot house. We walk you through a doorway and a window opens and there's a bad guy with a gun in his hand. It's a realistic photo. You see eyes, a mustache, glasses, and the gun pointed at you. And what many students do is shoot close to the gun because that has their attention. They've been shooting the outline of a person and they knew where to shoot on that. But when they see something that frightens them, their eyes go there, their attention goes there, their shots go there. That's what happened to our defender in this story, to this young man. And what's pretty interesting is that's absolutely typical. It works, kind of, but it also means it's easy to miss. What do? We show our students pictures of people that have a knife, a gun, a club, so that they can see the stimulus, because we do want to look at somebody's hands. But we also want to know where to shoot to stop the threat and when to stop shooting because the threat runs away. Not a big deal, realistic targets, but it sort of describes how this guy was trained, Bill.
Okay.
Now, do you get in a little bit of both?
A little bit.
Not as much as you'd like.
No. Nowhere near as much as I like. Plus, it seems like just about the time I'm hitting my stride, I run out of ammo.
Well, okay, I'm going to ask you to dry practice. But watch how else we set ourselves up. This guy, to his credit, he was moving. I mean, he was frightened. Let's understand that. This may have been purely instinctive in fear. Good
right.
for him. Those are great instincts. A lot of us, if we go to, you know, a public shooting range, we're shooting at 45 feet. One shot. Breathe, yawn, read the paper, one shot. Ding. Okay, that's great. We're learning sight alignment, but that's not probably how we're going to see a threat and how we want to shoot. As someone pointed out, I was talking to a defender who'd made a 60-yard shot. Those are rare. Andy Brown. We want to shoot at all kinds of different ranges so that we get used to shooting at all kinds of different speeds. Up close and personal, we want to respond quickly. At a distance, we need more. So practice both. Be flexible, you know, when you can. If you just roll a little variety into your training, it's not hard, and it works for everybody. Also, okay, you ran into the store. Where's your gun? If I don't want to run, they don't let me in Walmart anymore, dear. I want to be able to run. Once I get near Walmart, time to take a breath, put it around, and try not to be a screaming idiot who runs into the Walmart waving a gun.
Right.
Wow. What a lot to think about. And we'll have more. We can talk about a little more before we go to break, right? We've got about a minute and a half.
Well, you were talking about how to train and everything, and do you know who Pat McNamara is?
I don't.
He is the latest Panteo guy. He's a he's about my age, and that's where the similarity ends because he looks like a bodybuilder. Mm. And he's a former military personnel. I think he was a sergeant major or something. And he does these drills where he will be running. He'll have five plates set up in a dice pattern with one in the center and four on the corners. And he'll step. He'll start in the center, step to one, and he will. Every time he's stepping, he's shooting off one foot.
Wow!
He's balancing on one foot, and he's stepping. He's stepping all around these and everything, shooting one round per step off. But he's always doing it on one foot.
Interesting.
And I guess that's because you might be on one foot when you're shooting, and he likes to. I guess maybe he likes to take it and make the biggest handicap that he can possibly, but every time I see something like that, I just realize how mundane my training is.
So. Well, let's turn that a little bit on its side. Suppose we just had either a plate rack or a number of targets. Heck, well, take five bowling pins.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get back.
Yeah, we will. All right.
Yeah, we will. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. There's a podcast out there called Self-Defense Gun Stories. There's another one called the Polite Society Podcast. My guest, he's on both of those. He runs one. He's a part of an ensemble cast on the other. And we were talking training, and you're about to take us somewhere. Do you want to finish that thought?
I do. Before we go jump into another story,
yeah,
lots of people got new guns, maybe new guns to them, or like a New Year's resolution, they said, that gun up on the shelf, I really need to practice with it because I don't really know how to use it.
Right.
And they went to the range. They shot some paper. It's exciting the first time. Try and get out of that range. Try and go someplace where you can move. You need a backstop. It's probably not a place where you go rent time if you can get out. You know. A guy's field with a mountain behind it so that you can, shoot one target, turn slightly, shoot another. You want to be safe, go with somebody who knows who can help you. The fact is that motion is probably going to be part of your self-defense, and you might incorporate it. We don't need to wait for the ninjas to do that. We can do it. Well, us little ninjas can do it. Let's describe it that way.
Right.
Almost all your videos include motion. I watched them.
Yeah, I like to put motion in it simply because I'm not going to be standing still. I'm not going to be in the isosceles. I have shot, you know, when I've been in classes, I've been working in figure eights and everything else. Just makes sense to me to use that, although we're about to change locales.
How so?
Well, we've got one friend that has a shoot house, and we're going to go to that. We're going to film there. And we have somebody else. There's a property that's sort of a hunting area.
Uh-huh.
And we're not going to be hunting. We're just going to be shooting at trees and such. So
bring your own targets. Gotcha.
Bring your own targets. So we're going to try some different things just to try to switch it up. And, I mean, there's some films I want to, shoot where I'm driving up and I'm running around back to the oh-no bag and throwing. I want to see how fast I can throw that on and bring a weapon up and be operational, film all that, you know, just to see.
Right, right.
Talking about it versus doing it is two different things. Anyway.
Absolutely. And you'll learn a ton doing it. Well,
yes.
On the other hand, the shoot house will let you work around a corner.
Right.
Which will, you'll feel your heart rate go up. So much to learn, but baby steps. It's accessible. Let's jump in Chicago because this one's pretty typical. It's not a shoot house. You're just crossing the street, you know, to get home. You're literally feet away from your front door. It's dark. Welcome to wintertime in Chicago. And a young man hurries up and asks you what time it is. His hands come out of his pockets, and he has a gun in one of them, and it's pointed at you. He demands your wallet. You think, and you've thought about this before. You don't argue with him. You start handing him your wallet. And everything else, your cell phone, your keys. And he's busy taking it all, stuffing his pockets when you draw your firearm. Your first shot misses. Your second one doesn't. Hits your attacker in the head. He drops his gun. You turn and dash. You were going to go home. Guess what? Sorry, partner, no keys. So you run to one of your neighbors. You call police. The police take the robber's gun. And it's great that this man was armed. But think about what, I mean, not only are the streets dangerous in Chicago, there's so many gun-free zones, it's hard to be armed. For public transportation is a no gun-free zone. Many parking lots, many public buildings that you might, even if you don't have business in them, do you have to go through them or across their property? Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. And unfortunately, they're one of our most violent cities. Not the most, but right up there. Fortunately, many of us live in states with good laws that let us carry. And therefore, we stand a better chance of making the last couple feet to our door. But think of all this. Okay, you've got to... Like out at the range, Bill, is it? Have you had ice and snow in the last couple of days?
We've had really bad cold, which for me, that's a bad thing to be out there in the really bad cold. So I haven't been able to get out there and pull any triggers at all.
But that's the life that lots of us spend living with for months of the year.
Yep.
So your gun is buried somewhere. Is it in your parka pocket? In a protective holster? They do make, you know, slip-on, slip-off holsters. Or is it outside the waistband under that coat? Oh, you get someplace and peel off the layers. Maybe it still has to be inside the waistband, and you are still concealing when you get to your destination. That's a lot of clothes to claw through. Now, if you're clever, here, let me get my, and you are clearing your garments as if you're going to hand a thief one more article, and this one is perhaps in 9mm. The victim was 50 years old. The attacker was 23 years old. The older man was seen as a target. That's not at all untypical. That's the bread and butter of these events, and there are thousands of them that happen. What's fascinating is do we really think that this 50-year-old outdrew a 23-year-old? Nah.
He probably outthought him.
Thank you. Here, take my wallet. While your hands are wrapped around that, and because, of course, you have to find a pocket to put it in, now with the same sort of rhythm of presentation, I put a firearm in your face. So speed was essential, but so was practice. The man knew how much time he needed, and he worked around that so that he had enough time to defend himself. You know, if the guy says, don't move, and you start clawing at your pocket, you're going to get shot. Don't do that. Think it through. Here, what do you need? Everything. I've got ice cream in this bag. I've got a brick. Here, hold it all. But you have to be carrying. And, you know, Bill, how many friends do you know that, because they know you're involved with this, have come up to you and said, oh, yeah, you really should carry every day, Bill. Let me tell you about the day I wasn't carrying, right?
I haven't had anybody like that. But then again, I shoot with a SWAT cop, and if I ever don't carry and he finds out about it, I'm going to be in trouble.
He's going to box your ears right there.
He's going to box my ears right there. So
to all our friends who have that gun up on a shelf, please take it down. Become familiar with it. Learn to carry it. Carry it at home. Carry it with you everywhere. Some of us can do that. Some of us are in jurisdictions where we can't. Please. And if you live with the gun, you'll learn to live with the gun.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got about 30 seconds, and then we're going to jump in after the break with another story.
Yep.
Did you see my article about police procedure and the diddly game of Simon Says?
The qualified immunity?
Yes.
Yes. We can do that.
Okay.
All right.
After the breaks.
There we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening is, it's Tuesday evening, so it is Rob Morse. Although next week, all week, I'm going to be the guest from time to time. But, next week we're going to switch roles because I'll be at SHOT Show. But we're talking a little self-defense gun stories. Please, sir, if you would, take us out. What?
Okay, one more, and then we'll jump into the other article.
Sure.
In Oregon, right? It happens all across the country. You're at work. U-Haul. Standing behind the counter. It's getting close to closing time. The guys who are getting the articles so they have them for first thing in the morning and are returning them because they've been using them all day. It's a busy time, and you're trying to keep things straightened up because you got to walk back into the same mess first thing tomorrow. When a stranger walks in to the crowd, he shouts for everyone to hand over their money. He draws his gun. You're standing behind the counter, so you get his attention first. He points his gun at you. But you're armed. Nobody needs a gunfight with people in the store. You don't need a gunfight. But you might get involved here in a shooting. You step behind the cash register, you open it, you turn, you step to the side, and as you do, your hand goes to your side. You present your firearm. You move, and as the robber's attention, as he turns and looks at the till, you shoot the robber. He drops his gun, he turns, and he falls. What do you do then? You shout for everybody to follow me out back. You know the place where it says employees only? Congratulations. Everybody qualifies. Let's get the heck out of this store because if this guy comes too, who cares? Let him. We want out of there. Everybody calls police. They interview the other witnesses and they look at the security camera videos, which says this place has been robbed before. What was interesting is one of the police spokesmen said, and this is a quote. Now, This is Portland, Oregon, pretty liberal place.
Right.
Quote, we realize that if you feel like your life is in danger or someone else's life is in danger, a person may need to protect themselves. Well, you think?
How big of them?
But what's interesting is every state, you know, the details matter, but when you face a lethal threat anywhere, if you're legally carrying, you have the right to protect yourself. By the way, are you still responsible where your bullets go? If not legally, certainly you're morally responsible. You don't just throw lead, you know. If you miss, what's behind him? Oh, a window in the road. So you're going to shoot somebody who's driving by? You know, you have to put the pieces together. Now, what's Bill, just the same way you know your home, this right. guy knows his store.
Right.
He's standing behind that register. He's behind that counter, you know, man years of attention. Figures it out. And again, this wasn't the media version of self-defense. Two guys going, I'm faster. I'm the fat, you know, and both throwing lead in an act of bravado. This was, I'm trying to avoid this. I'm trying not to get shot. Please don't shoot me. Please don't shoot anybody else. Okay, I can stop the threat. And then once he stopped shooting. What's interesting, even if he was pointing a gun at one of your customers or maybe another employee, when anyone is threatened, you have the legal right to use lethal force. And that's really important. So interesting that this is both a thinking man's game and you have to have the morality squared away. Wow. If you don't, you could make a mistake. You could also tear your heart apart, second guessing what you did.
Right.
And think how we talk about it. What I just spent several minutes talking about it. What, 4 minutes describing it?
Yes.
And it was over in probably 6 seconds.
Yeah, if that.
Right. So
if that.
The time to ponder it, the time to make sense of it, to anticipate what you might do. Is now, which is one of the reasons I really appreciate your program. We're taking everybody to school. What? For a few minutes a week? You know, if they follow up, wow, they've got a lot on board. And I'm sure there were laws about carrying concealed. They had security cameras. They knew there were threats. You may or may not, this is where it does vary by state. In many states, if you're an employee of a firm, you can carry on property. In some states say, no, it's only the owner or with the owner's permission. That's where the details vary. But you have to follow up to figure that out. Anything else, or shall we tee up that police procedure article?
Let's tee that up. I know that's something that you were you went into a lot of detail with that. So let's tee that up.
Right. There were and you covered them. Thank you again. A number of recent events where the police made a mistake. They misinterpreted a motion that wasn't a threat and murdered someone who was unarmed. We've had examples. Oh, what was the last one? I think it was Kansas, where the innocent homeowner gets swatted. He's got police that are about 30 yards away. They're behind the cars. They yell for him to come out. A number of police yell, unfortunately. The guy comes out. All he's seeing is flashing lights. He doesn't know what's going on. Unfortunately, at one point, one of the police officers misinterpreted him lowering his hands. He's going for a gun. The guy's unarmed. And he's shot from some 35 yards away. Guy was no threat. Might have been confused. All he's seeing are lights from cars and voices out of the darkness. Here's another example. This one was out of Florida a few months earlier. You hear a knock at the door in the middle of the night. You aren't expecting anyone. You're a law-abiding gun owner. You have no criminal record. It's the middle of the night. You're going to approach the door armed. That's what your trainers tell you to do. That's even what police officers would suggest you do. Unfortunately, there's a policeman looking for a wanted fugitive. The policeman has the wrong address. He sees you with a gun through one of the side lights, the clear panels next to your front door. He's outside your home. You're inside. You never make it to the front door. The policeman shoots you through the window until you're dead. This happened in Florida. It was recently adjudicated in court, and the judge said, no, the policeman has that right. He saw a threat. And you go, wait a minute, that's why the case is being appealed. But they illustrate a really dangerous pattern, really dangerous. When are police officers allowed to misinterpret a threat and kill an innocent civilian? And even I understand that policemen have a dangerous job, and I don't want to go down that path. We're not going to say, oh, it's dangerous, they need to, oh, it wasn't dangerous. We only have a minute, but we'll set this up. There is something called qualified immunity, and what it means is that if government officials follow procedures, then they're held harmless. It doesn't say whether the procedures are appropriate, and that's the question I want to ask. And the great thing is, we now have the tools to ask that question. Rather than say, did the police do something that would put you and I in jail, we'll say, is their training appropriate? We'll say that they're absolutely innocent, they followed the procedure to the letter. Really? The simulators that we use to train police, let's put the civilians in them. I don't want to put a gun in the civilian's hands, but we'll turn the simulator around, if you will. I want the civilian to hear the conflicting instructions from the police. I want them to see, you know, a light flashed in their face. What do they do with their hands? Do they raise their hands up and then lower them? We're going to have fun with that.
Yes. When we get back, more on that with Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And because it's Tuesday night, we're leading off with writer and podcaster, and next week he's going to be fill-in host for Lock and Load. And his name is Rob Morse, and Rob was just beating himself up because he does what I, he, you know, if you do this long enough, you're going to do that all the time, Rob.
I'm going to have 30 seconds more words than there are before the break arrives.
Yes. If you do it long enough, you're going to do it all the time.
Now, have you, next week, we'll get back to this police article in a second.
Sure.
You're headed to SHOT Show. You've been before?
I have never been.
Okay, it is, it's not, yeah, I think it's comparable in size to the NRA. It might actually be bigger. I'm trying to remember.
Well,
but it's huge.
I think the interior is bigger, but I don't think the crowd is the same size.
Right, but it's still 60,000.
I think you're 62 this year.
All right, so you're going to wear out your dogs.
Well, you know, I've got sponsors I have never met. In all
right.
The time I've been doing this, I'll meet some of them. I'm going to hook up with Hickok 45, we're going to film an opening for a video, which is going to be funny. Going to hook up with Steve Fisher. We're going to film one of those, too.
Sure.
Going to do a follow-up video for the Week of the Weaponized Woman.
Yes.
Going to hook up with Jaeger, because Jaeger wants me to come to a class this year. And maybe I can meet people like John Farnham, who I've had on the show, but I've never met. And he would be fun to. But I'm gonna be spending time at AR 500 Armors booth. I'm gonna be spending time at Boyd's Gunstocks booth. Just making the rounds. You know, I've got two agency arms functions to go to. It's gonna be a blast.
You're gonna have a great time. And it is funny. The place closes, and it's like, poof, where'd everybody go? Oh, all those plans I had to make, you know, so you got cell phone. Where'd you go? Where are we meeting up? So you will have a great, great time.
I'm going to try to get on Radio Row, because I know two of the people that have shows up there.
Yep.
I know Mark Walters, and I know Mike Gallagher's producer.
Yep.
I'm going to try to get into Radio Row and find out what it is you have to do to take a show on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Well, let's finish up this police bit,
and then we'll
jump back into next week. So we were talking about the police making mistakes that I think are avoidable. Let's find out. I could be wrong, and lots of people have told me I am. uniform cams, essentially putting GoPros on police officers, we have lots and lots of examples of ordinary police interactions. Ma'am, please stop. Put your hands forward. Do you know why we stopped what we're doing here? We know what the police say. We know how people respond. We don't even have to analyze those videos. We just want to take ordinary people, use a number of videos, let's say three, and say, oh, okay, we're going to simulate you going through the experience of being stopped by a police officer. How well did you follow instructions? Did you lower your hands inappropriately? Did you turn left when you should have turned right? Unfortunately, how well did you follow this lethal game of Simon Says? And then we'll find out whether police procedures that tell you police what to, how to treat the public and what to consider a threat, whether those are appropriate. Because are we going to inadvertently shoot one out of a million civilians? Or is it one out of five who break the rules in that encounter? We need to know. And we will know. We will know. If states don't do this forensic investigation of their own procedures, I know people who will. They're called plaintiff's lawyers because that GoPro information that documents how police treat civilians, those police procedures, all that's public record. So if, you know, if a city council says training the police is expensive or doing this sort of defensive investigation is expensive, you know, we haven't had, nobody successfully sued us yet. Oh, partner, wait till you see what plaintiff's lawyers will ask for in terms of payment after it proves that you could have done that investigation but didn't. Lawyers will try to show that the police didn't follow the procedures, or if they did, that the procedures that they were taught weren't best practice, because all of that will come into question when we're killing innocent civilians.
Now, I have a question about that part of it.
Sure.
Now, if you go into something and you've got something that has never been challenged, right, like best practice, and
right.
Then it's been in place for years and years and years, and then they find out it isn't best practice, and it's proven that way and everything, and the department sees it and everything else. If you go after that cop that did it in that particular moment, would that not be considered ex post facto as far as going after him? Should you be going after him, or should they just be implementing change right now and using this as a learning moment? And I know that's a really, really minimal way of looking at it, but
right. And what's going to happen is the entire question of qualified immunity. I was just doing what I was told. Fine. We're going to put you and the entire scheme of training you under the microscope. Because if you are depending on immunity to cover up predictable mistakes, then that process needs to go. There are other think tanks like the Cato Institute who said what I propose is too hard. They said all we have to do is make the police unions carry their own insurance and have them pay for their officers' accidents.
Right.
And therefore they will clamor that procedures be updated to incur the least loss. Okay, that might happen. Maybe that's a longer-term view than mine. It's a more libertarian view, I will grant you. But my comment is that we don't have to play the contentious, you can have no opinion unless you've been on the street wearing a blue uniform. I'm going to say you're absolutely right. But we can test the results with the typical Walmart shopper, the person the police run into day in and day out,
right,
and find out if a police encounter is survivable. Yeah, that's what I want to find out. And so, about, what, over 1,000 people came in and hit that one article on my site, and that doesn't count how many saw it on Amaland and Clash Daily. So it's gotten some traction. We'll see if I guess really I'll find out if it was appreciated when some plaintiff lawyers cite it in court.
Yeah. That part, that's always where it comes down to, isn't it? Now, do you think the Ferguson effect has anything to do with what's going on now here lately as far as with law enforcement? Do you think body cameras are the answer, and that if you have a body camera and you have an action and then you didn't have your body camera on, should that look really bad for you? I mean, there's a lot of things that we could try to do to adopt here.
Yeah, we do see there are a number of results from Ferguson. The so-called Ferguson effect is police stopping proactive investigation.
Right.
Hey, this is the place where the drug dealers hang out. Hey, a lot of guys are going over there and shaking hands and passing money and passing drugs. You go, you know, nobody called it in. If I go investigate it, I got to fill out a lot of reports. I'll wait till a civilian calls in a tip. So there's that issue. But on top of that, there's you can't police me because you're not my color sort of thing.
Ah.
Well, that may have led to the body cameras. In some cities, we know it did. Others, not so much. And there is enough evidence now from the body cameras. We know how police, good and bad, interact with civilians. We're just going to use that to tune up these simulators so that we can say, hey, we took this from, you know, it's an amalgam of what these 10 officers said in their 1,000 interviews. They look, sound, and act just like a police officer. And this is how, you know, Walmart shopper reacted.
You'll be hearing more from this guy next week. He will have the helm. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Hour number 2 is inbound. Everything is live from here on out. No more substitution. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.